Well, now we want to welcome Bobby Riggins to share about his story and his walk with the Lord. So pray for him this morning. Be encouraged today.
William asked me, and I said, I don't know, William. And because it had been a long time since I've been up in testimony, and he just asked me to give a testimony and tell a little bit about my life, what God's done in it. And so he told me 3 to 5 minutes. So I said, well, Dr. Horton's got a special chair. I may have to do the message, then Dr. Horton have 3 to 5 minutes. I don't know here. So anyway, I've been in church most of my life. You know, I accepted Christ at Vacation Bible School in the summer of 1960. And a little while after that, I was baptized there and was a member and became a member of Allen's Creek Baptist Church. That's west of Waynesville a little bit in Haywood County. I grew up, my mom took me and my sister both to church every Sunday, and every time they had a church event going on, we were there. My dad never did go to church, and I don't know why, and never did know why. Summertimes, me and my sister would go up to and stay with my grandparents. And we went, sometimes it'd be a week, sometimes 3 weeks we'd stay with them during the summer. And we went to church. Then we'd go to a lot of revivals and stuff during that time. I remember going with my grandparents and stuff. My grandfather was a carpenter, and he was an ordained Baptist minister. So he preached and pastored several churches in Haywood County and Jackson County. And wherever the Lord led him, that's where he was at, and that's where we would go a lot of times. I drifted away from church around 1970. I was 21, and I drifted and didn't even, I quit going to church. I partied a lot. I drunk plenty of alcohol in that period of time, so. But I never did do drugs. That's the one thing I didn't do. But I had done plenty of other things that I was wrong. I was drifting away, and there's no telling where I would end up. But I met Mary Ann, in 1980. We got married, and she got me back into church. And that was a blessing in my life. It really was. Because if it hadn't been for her, I wouldn't be here today, I promise you, I'll tell you that. But she got me back in church, and we joined Starnes Cove here in 1991. And then since then, I know with Charlie pushed me, I've been involved in a lot of different groups. I've been chairman of a lot of groups involved. I even done senior school teacher for a while, so Jack Radford got me off of there and as his assistant senior school directory. So, at the present time, I'm the Sunday School Directory. I help with David Williams' Buildings and Grounds Senior Group. We do a lot of projects. Then I'm an active deacon. I was ordained here at Starnes Cove, June 23rd, 1996. I know I can look back on those times, and I know through with the Lord's help, we started a lot of programs. I helped Charlie start the Wednesday Meals programs up, and I know I've been involved in the video and the sound system a lot. But I just thank God for all that time. You know, God has blessed me a lot in life. He blessed me with a good job that I was able to retire from after 40 years at work. And he gave me the ability to work on things, fix things, or do whatever. It didn't matter how difficult it was. If it was mechanical, electrical, computers, programs. It didn't matter. He gave me a gift that I was able to do that. And I know now people ask me to do different things, and I've done them. And Marianne tells me, she says, that's God's gift to you. Go fix it and don't receive no payments, because that's from God. And that's pretty well what I do. So when I fix things for people, I tell them I don't want nothing from it. The memories I have as a youth in church are some of my strongest memories. Those moments were molded. That's what molded me into a Christian, and was a big part of I was a big part of a large youth group at Allen's Creek. We had probably 20 to 30 youth there. We traveled together, visited other churches, sang. We even recorded a record one time and sold that to help pay for our expenses and stuff. You know, I was part of the RA group there. Became later an RA leader in the RAs before I drifted away. Then when I look back at my young life and how I lived it, I see all the mistakes that I made all along my way without any help from God. Probably some help from the devil, but I didn't have help on those mistakes, you know. And I've made mistakes as adult, as senior adults, and it seemed like all the time, you know, we all make mistakes, but we just can go to God and ask Him for forgiveness. But when I was youth there, when I was young, my church family and teachers, leaders of the, they had my back. Or, you know, they would come along and pick me up and pray for me, guide me, and say, okay, let's get back. Let's get some help from God here and get straightened back out. And that's what we did, you know. Even now that I'm not young, I know that the church family here, you know, that is so willing and able to pick me up and say, let's go pray. You know, I pray every day for God to guide me because my mind drifts all the time different directions. And I thank God that I can go to Him and pray and talk to Him daily, you know. My testimony message today is, I guess, is to you youth, young adults, middle-aged adults, know that when you stumble, and you will, your church family is here to pick you up, not to guide you in your mistakes, but help guide you in God's way. We have an unbelievable, strong church here. We have some stumbles, but God picks us back up and tells us we can do this because He is going to hold tight and not let us go. Our older bodies are wearing out, but our younger bodies are right behind us. So you youth and young adults and middle-aged adults, hold on tight because God will guide you and He never makes a mistake. We are so proud of you all because this is no easy task, and we pray for you daily. And I'm just finished saying, God bless our church. Thank you.